92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. Guess what? The Momentum Center is in the house.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And they love to make some noise. Yay. I love it. Barbara Lee Van Horzen is here, and Kaya Thornton. And we're here to talk about the VU Cafe, which I have not been to yet. But Kaya, you run the cafe, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And we're having fun over here in Grand Haven in the Spring Lake area. So yes, come see us.
What has it been like running the cafe?
It's been amazing. The new faces who are coming in, the people that we're working with, just the momentum has started.
And it's open Tuesday through Saturday.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you offer training and employment opportunities for staff with mm-hmm. and without disabilities.
Yes.
A little birdie told me you kind of have a story about how this all came to be. Can you share that with us?
Yes. I own and operate the US Cafe in Muskegon Heights, Michigan.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
And so Barbara came in and she was looking for ways to incorporate food into the Momentum Center. And she ended up hiring me as her consultant. And from there, we just bonded so quickly with the Across the Bridge program. I was one of the participants.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yes. And
okay.
then after that, I came in to do some consulting and fell in love with it so much that I didn't even charge her, you know, for the consulting.
I love it.
And we just got together. She said that they were getting the new building, wanted to incorporate the cafe, but she was like, I don't want to run it. You just come on over and partner with me and we do this together. And
it's I love it.
So it's bringing that Across the Bridge story from Muskegon Heights to Grand Haven and Grand Haven to Muskegon Heights.
Wow. You just tied that up in a nice little bow.
Mm-hmm.
I at one point lived in Muskegon. I lived in the NIMS neighborhood and then I would come to Grand Haven. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was really fascinating, the Across the Bridge, because I get it. I get about the divide. It goes both ways too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But I always thought that doing that was always a great program that you had. Your menu has a Cajun twist, doesn't it?
It does. This is kind of a story of my passion and my purpose coming together. So
okay.
my purpose is always helping people, that philanthropy piece of bringing community together, kind of like a community connector, just like Barb.
Mm-hmm.
But my passion has always been Cajun food and cooking. And when I went to Savannah State University down in Savannah, Georgia, I fell in love with that cuisine. And my grandmother's from the New Orleans area, Mississippi, Louisiana line. And so that was my upbringing. And so when I moved back to Michigan after graduating college and all of that, there was nowhere to find that taste here in the
wow.
North, you know?
Right.
And so my mother was a home economics teacher, and she was like, get in the kitchen and cultivate the taste that you want. And
wow.
that's what we did.
I love it. How yeah. are things at the Momentum Center, Barb?
Really great. We're okay. celebrating the mm-hmm. fact that we completed our capital campaign. We've completed
yes.
construction.
Mm-hmm.
We're very grateful that the city allowed us to use Central Park Place for our member activities while we were displaced, but they're all back on site. Everything's happening on site, including every Monday there's a cooking class with our members that Kaya and her mm-hmm. staff provide.
Oh.
So a really nice extra perk mm-hmm. to the relationship.
I love that. I'm going to have to come this week for a little something. Something.
Yes.
Looking forward
stuff
to
like
it.
Shrimp and grits.
That would be good.
Chicken waffles. The sheep herder is back at the old rendezvous.
Oh, really? Yes. The chicken yes. waffles. I'm mm-hmm. all about that. What kind of clientele come to the VU Cafe?
Right now, we're getting a great influx of the old rendezvous customers.
Okay, good.
Who are coming back, checking
good.
Out things. Even the previous owner, Bill, has been in there many a times. He comes in and sometimes does a surprise where he will pay for a guest check. Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice when people do that?
It is. It is. But we're opening it up more to, you know, community meetings. If you want to meet with people, come
that's
on.
Great.
In.
That's yeah. a great. That mm-hmm. would be a nice space. A
yes.
nice, comfortable space.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, I know that you're a nonprofit, and so you have events to help keep the building open. When's the next big event?
Well, right now we just wrapped up our homecoming event in Holland.
Yep.
And so we're focusing on the year-end campaign.
Okay.
Of course, as we move into the holidays, that's when people are looking at their expenses at the end of the year and what contributions they might want to make that would be advantageous to them with taxes, with having to take mandatory payouts, maybe from IRAs. So we're really focusing right now on reaching those donors who are looking to maximize their return while making a significant difference in the community that they serve.
Okay, well said. Yeah, and you know, and I've said it before, people who are in a position to give, they just need a reason.
They do. And we also want people to kind of save the date, January 17th. We're looking at having Ruth and Max Bloomquist out for a fundraiser. And really excited about that.
That's always
fun. They're
aren't
always
they the best?
Wonderful. They are.
They are. And you know, they do so much. And they always, yeah, they're the best. They're just a lot of fun. Kaya, do you have a menu with you?
I do.
Can you read it off?
Yes. So at the Voo Cafe, a place for everybody, we have our breakfast specials, like our chicken and waffles, like I said, and mm-hmm. the shrimp and grits. We even have a fish and grits.
No.
Yes.
Yum.
A good old piece of fried catfish on top
of
the
grits. Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. We have steak and eggs, Cajun biscuits and gravy. And we want to dispel the myth that Cajun equals spicy.
I was just thinking that,
yes.
Yeah.
Cajun does not equal spicy. Cajun equals flavor. So we're bringing that flavor to Grand Haven.
Wonderful.
Yes. And so, of course, we have our omelets, and we have lunch specials as well.
Okay.
Where you can get a caprese sandwich all the way down to just a regular tuna fish sandwich, if you want.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And what's nice is that whole time from 7 to 2, you can get breakfast or lunch.
Yes.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. nice, because somebody like me, when I'm done at 10 o'clock, I want lunch.
Exactly.
I wanted breakfast at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You get that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to visit. And yes. I'm sorry I haven't been there, but I was under the weather for like a month with crud that was going around and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So
I'm glad you're feeling better. And I really do want to encourage everybody to come in, because the reason that we operate the VOO within the Momentum Center is to bring the public in. It's all about that social integration. We want a place where we're confronting stereotypes mm-hmm. and dismantling stigma.
Mm-hmm.
We do that through human connection, through
right.
relationships. And so we need people to come into the Big Blue Building mm-hmm. and be part of that community evolution.
Exactly.
Wonderful. And if I were there and I was by myself and I saw someone else by themselves, I might go up to their table and say, hi, would you mind if I, do you want to be by yourself, or I'd love to sit with you.
Mm-hmm.
I would do something like that, because that's mm-hmm. just how I am. But that's how you meet people
exactly.
from different walks of life, and you start those conversations. And at the end of the day, you find you have more in common than you don't, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Every time.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
I'll make sure I include links to the Momentum Center, where people can donate, the Voo Cafe and all that, in the podcast section. It'll all be right there. Good to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you.